Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Hello, good morning. Today we start a new and exciting series dubbed Farmer's Guidebook, where for the next few weeks we'll tell you literally everything you need to know about getting involved in farming. We'll go step by step, parish by parish, and crop by crop. This morning we kick things off with a call from the Agriculture Minister for young people to get involved in the sector. We'll also hear from one young woman who has answered the call. I'm Camille Guthrie inviting you to stay with me over the course of our new series, Farmer's Guidebook.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in Westmoreland and surrounding areas are asked to submit applications to the Savlamar Tax Office on March 10 and 11 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
Youth tends to be accompanied by vim, vigor, and vision. Vision to create new ideas and methods that assist in revolutionizing and sustaining age-old traditions, systems, and sectors. Agriculture is one of these sectors requiring new research, marketing strategies, and technological development, things youth are equipped to deliver. It is with this in mind that Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark is issuing another call for young Jamaicans to get involved in the sector.
Farming is everybody's business. As a result, the ministry has been encouraging our young people to become involved.
When young people hear about getting involved in agriculture, the first image that pops up is usually that of an old man using a machete and fork to toil away in the heat of the noonday sun.
It is more than that. Yes, you plant, but there is also the aspect of value added, which is where most of the capital can and will be generated. So we need to look at developing different byproducts of farming produce.
That was 23-year-old farmer Shelley-Ann Irving, who'll share her story with us this morning.
I planted sweet peppers, I believe, when I was about 8. Didn't know anything about farming, obviously. And the ants, they ate out the whole seedlings and everything. And mommy had to tell me, well, you know, you need to allow the seeds to dry and then you plant them. I was like, oh. And so I did that and it worked. So I had sweet peppers. So that was my first experience with farming until I was about to leave university.
Ms. Irving, who describes herself as a child of the soil, reconnected with her roots at the end of her 4-year degree program.
My best friend and I, we were at home one day and we were talking about how we're about to graduate from university and there's no guarantee that we're going to graduate and get a job, so we have to create something for ourselves. We brainstormed and we said, well, what about farming? Let's get into farming because it is what will grow our economy.
The decision to become farmers was final. However, they needed to decide what to plant.
We thought about different crops. We're saying, well, in the event that we do get a job, we have to farm something that doesn't require as much time and our energy and effort. So we say, well, sweet potato is one of those crops that it does not require that much attention. So once you put it in and it has enough water and the right amount of sunlight, then it will grow and it takes a short period of time, 3 to 4 months to mature. And so we said, well, we will farm sweet potatoes.
23-year-old farmer Shelley-Ann Irving. Join us again tomorrow to hear the rest of her story about venturing into farming. She also has some advice for other youth considering farming as a career option. And with that, we wrap up the first program in our new and exciting series, Farmer's Guidebook, where we'll tell you literally everything you need to know about getting involved in farming. I'm Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.